Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced his resignation as leader of the Labour Party. Speaking outside 10 Downing Street, an emotional Starmer has said he had informed King Charles III of his intention to resign and would work to ensure an orderly transfer of power.
The question my party is asking now is whether I am best placed to lead us into the next general election. I have heard the answer of my parliamentary party to that question, and I accept that answer with good grace. Every decision I've taken has been about putting the country I love first. That is why I will resign as leader of the Labour Party.
Sir Keir says he will remain in Downing Street until Labour chooses a replacement.
I will also give my successor my full and unequivocal support, knowing that they will inherit a Britain that is far stronger and fairer than the one I inherited 2 years ago, better prepared for the challenges ahead, and better able to ensure the Labour Party secures a second term in office.
The resignation comes just 2 years after Sir Keir swept to power in a landslide election victory, promising to bring an end to a period of political chaos in a country that has cycled through six prime ministers in the post-Brexit period alone. After 14 years of Conservative government, Labour promised political stability, economic repair, and a reset of public trust. But Starmer's leadership became increasingly defined by domestic policy reversals, public frustration over cost of living pressures, and criticism that Labour had failed to deliver visible change despite its commanding parliamentary majority. University of Leeds politics professor Victoria Honeyman says Starmer's decision to step down has emerged out of deteriorating public support.
I don't think it's that surprising. I think that the writing has been on the wall, certainly since the Makerfield by-election result, but even before then, Keir Starmer's future has been looking very uncertain for quite some considerable time. So I don't think that there's any particular surprise about that. I think that Keir Starmer has probably handled this about as well as he could.
Mr. Starmer says he will now ask the Labour Party's organising committee to set out a timeline for a leadership contest to find his replacement. Opposition leader Kemi Badenoch has questioned this timeline, accusing Mr. Starmer of leaving the UK in a vulnerable position.
We need to ask why he set out this timetable. What are we waiting for? There are critical decisions that need to be made. It's really, really important that we ensure that the country is being governed. Keir Starmer has had to resign because his defence secretary said he was not looking after national security. Whatever happens now, we need to make sure that national security is the number one agenda.
Meanwhile, Reform UK's Nigel Farage is calling for a general election.
Whoever becomes the Prime Minister will not have been voted for by the British public. And if the next Prime Minister is the new MP for Makerfield, Andy Burnham, he didn't even stand at the last election on any manifesto at all. And I really do think that my call for there to be a general election as soon as is possible, I think you'll find a lot of support for that.
Labour's National Executive Committee are now set to oversee the process of choosing a new leader. Nominations are scheduled to open on the 9th of July and close when Parliament rises for its summer recess on the 16th of July. And there already looks to be a front-runner, the new MP for Makerfield, Andy Burnham.
I made my statement, obviously praising the Prime Minister's dedication, service, confirm that I will put myself forward in the process that will soon be underway.
The former Greater Manchester Mayor has secured backing from former Health Secretary Wes Streeting, who resigned from Mr. Starmer's government last month.
Keir Starmer, leading us to a general election victory that no one thought possible, will go down in the history books as the man who saved the Labour Party. But it's become clear that new leadership is needed and that Andy Burnham, with his campaign in Makerfield, won back a part of the country that only weeks ago had overwhelmingly rejected Labour, which shows that if Labour changes, we can still win. I think Andy is the person to lead us to do that.
The response from global leaders has been varied. US President Donald Trump, a vocal critic of Mr. Starmer, says Mr. Starmer's resignation reflects his failure on key policy issues.
I mean, I wish him well, but he's got two problems, energy and immigration and crime. But energy and immigration. He's really hurt himself very, very badly.
In a post on social media, French President Emmanuel Macron has thanked Mr. Starmer for his collaboration with France on defence, nuclear energy, space and innovation. And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, also posting on social media, has said European and Ukrainian security is stronger because of Mr. Starmer's leadership. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said in a statement he considers Sir Keir a friend and is grateful for their work together on AUKUS, Ukraine and online safety.
I'm grateful for the opportunities we had to work together to strengthen our AUKUS defence and security partnership, support the brave people of Ukraine and keep children safe from the damage that social media can do. I wish Keir, Victoria and their children well with everything the future holds.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.